This is Fresh Air. There's a new reissue of recordings by Jack Teagarden, one of the first great jazz trombonists and an accomplished jazz singer. He was born in 1905 near the Red River Valley in Texas. From the late 20s until his death in 1964, Teagarden played with various big and small bands. In 1929, he took part in an early interracial recording date with Fats Waller and was a member of Louis Armstrong's first All-Stars band in the late 40s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says while Teagarden is highly respected, one profound aspect of his art has been overlooked.
That's Jack Teagarden playing the blues in 1929 on a session with banjo player Eddie Condon. The tune is called That's a Serious Thing, which is the title of a new Teagarden collection on the RCA Bluebird label. It surveys his career from 1928 to 1957. From the first, Teagarden was esteemed for his natural blues playing, which stemmed from his early exposure to black music. His solo on a 1947 version of St. James Infirmary, with Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars, shows his blues playing got even better in time. Vocal shows the blues wasn't the only sound he picked up out west.
Oh, I went down to St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so gold still over. Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be, she can look this old wide world all over, she'll never find another man like me.
That loping rhythm underscores something else that made Teagarden special: the way he brought his own cultural roots to jazz. From the age of 23, Texas-born Teagarden lived in New York or Los Angeles, but he never lost the manner or lazy drawl of a cowpoke. No matter how jazzy or bluesy the tune, he sounds strikingly like a cowboy singer, more like Gene Autry than like Armstrong. You can almost picture him sitting around the campfire.
Ooh, I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above.
Although no one seemed to notice at the time, least of all Teagarden himself, his contribution to jazz was a cultural watershed. By incorporating a white regional tradition like cowboy music into jazz, he confirmed jazz's seemingly infinite flexibility. He showed how anyone could bring their heritage to the music and find a place for it.
An old woman with your diamond rings, old Egypt man around by your apron string, weren't for powder and for store-bought hair. Oh, the gal I love wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. I got the St. Louis blues.
When historians note the connection between jazz and the musics we lump together as country and western, they usually mention the borrowings from jazz, how the fleet rhythm of Kansas City swing bands rubbed off on Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, for instance. But sometimes the inspiration flows the other way, and not only in the case of Jack Teagarden. Leon McAuliffe played steel guitar with Bob Wills' band, you can hear McAuliffe's influence on a 1939 number by Kansas City swing band leader Andy Kirk. It's called Floyd's Guitar Blues with Floyd Smith on steel guitar. These days, you can hear that slinky Western sound in the music of jazz guitarist Bill Frisell. Any American music that values improvisation, all sounds are fair game. So you may hear the whine of Scottish bagpipes in the greasy tone of a blues fiddle, or the intricate sound of the West African stringed instrument, the kora, in the fingerpicking of a bluegrass banjo player. These are instances of what writer Albert Murray has called the incontestably mulatto nature of American culture. Our musics are constantly taking in new genetic material. That's how they stay resilient and healthy.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed a new reissue of Jack Teagarden Sessions called That's a Serious Thing on RCA Bluebird. This is Fresh Air.